You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.
This is New Hampshire Now, 109, 1450, and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate joining us for the program. This hour of the show is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health. In this segment of the program, brought to you by Concord Orthopedics. Experience true specialty care at Concord Orthopedics. For more information, go to ConcordOrtho.com. We're joined by Dr. Stephen Fox here at Concord Orthopedics today, and we're going to discuss knees today and arthritis as a whole, where I've been talking with a number of individuals, including my dad, about some of the issues that they're having with their knees and their feet, and it's something that as individuals get older, they certainly deal with. And I know a lot of people my age and younger are working out every day to try to prevent these types of things from taking place. So we're going to talk a little about all that as a whole with Dr. Stephen Fox. Good to see you.
Good to see you, and thanks for having me.
So let's start off with, individuals that, say that they have no cartilage left in their knees. They're not sure what they're, going to do. They're having difficulty walking upstairs. Mm-hmm. And this is a true issue for many, many individuals as they...
It's an epidemic, really. And you mentioned cartilage. I mean, that's the definition of what arthritis is. It's a loss of the cartilage between the bones. That's what it comes down to. That's what arthritis is, a wear and tear of that cartilage.
So... when you get to that point, what are the options for an individual where arthritis has gotten to the point where it is just, so painful that they're left with not a lot of options?
Sure. Well, I tell people you can inject it, you can brace it, or you can fix it. And I also include you don't have to do anything. I always tell people, this is not a disease, it's a condition. So you can live with this as long as you can live with it. So I look at the X-ray, of course, that frames the discussion. But ultimately, the decision to do anything is how it impacts your life every day. If you're having pain at night, if you're having pain at rest, instability where the knee gives way, you don't trust it, or you can't do what you used to do, or what you can still do, you can't do for as well or as long. And that's more subjective, and that's individual kind of interpretation of how it impacts their life. But that's important. So I tell people, you make the call in terms of how it impacts your life as far as how we proceed.
How do you manage the pain, and what are the options in regards to that?
The injection part of it, which I told is you could do steroids of cortisone. You can do the so-called gel Synvisc injections, hyaluronic acid injections, which I'm not really sure what they exactly do, but people swear by them. I know they're not doing any harm, but I don't know what the actual what the mechanism is that actually helps them, but it does no harm. Or you can look at anti-inflammatory meds like Aleve or ibuprofen, but there's a side effect of those that you have to keep in mind. I think conditioning and keeping your weight in check is a huge part of this. I mean, obviously, when we're walking, you put twice your body weight across your knee joint. When you're running, you put six times your body across your knee joint. So if you're 300 pounds versus 110 pounds, obviously there's more stress on the joint. And I think you can increase the longevity of your joint by keeping your weight in check.
Is there a lot of times you'll see individuals who are overweight, try to run and continue to try to be kind of weekend warriors.
Right,
yeah. Is that the worst case scenario for folks?
Well, I think you want to try and keep your weight in check. I think you want to keep the muscles, your quadriceps and your hamstrings as strong as possible because those muscles support the joint. But I think it impact loading activities such as running or hardcore sports are not ideal. You want to look for more non-impact kind of things like cycling or swimming or walking. People hike. People around here like to hike a lot. I mean, I think that's fine. But I think the running and the hardcore sports, you want to kind of avoid those.
So the options for an individual, as you mentioned, is to brace it, an injection, or surgery. Surgery, what are the downsides to that?
Well, any surgical intervention obviously is fraught with the risk of infection and blood clots. That's kind of a given. Thank goodness they are very, very rare. Infection and both of those risks, I think, are tied into the weight that the patient has or concomitant kind of conditions they have, such as diabetes. Those increase the risk. For those that are not don't have those problems, don't have a problem with weight, those risks are extremely low. But any kind of surgical intervention is, obviously fraught with, okay, what's next? And I think that the knee replacement procedure obviously is a man-made device that is capable of wearing out. You can do other surgeries such as arthroscopy, which is basically trimming out meniscal problems. You can look at osteotomy, which is realigning the joint. But generally, most patients expect knee replacement as a treatment of choice, which is really the appropriate approach in most of us over 55.
So what is the recovery time for total knee replacement?
Well, I tell people that really it depends on the conditioning you have before the surgery and also how hard you work after the surgery. I mean, there's no time for, okay, my knee hurts today, I'm not going to do my rehabilitation. You have to be out of the gate set to go. I mean, this is your job. You have to do the rehab. And if you do the rehab and really work at it, you should be very, very good in terms of doing 95% of your normal activities within 6 weeks.
That is Dr. Stephen Fox joining us here at Concord Orthopedics. This hour of the program presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health. And this segment of the program brought to you by Concord Orthopedics. We're talking before we went on the air about what you feel in regards to arthritis and the genetics of that.
Yes.
Take us through what you've seen and what you're anticipating in regards to research and development of products to help with this.
Well, I think a lot of work has been done on this, and I think that in my experience, I usually see it on the mother's side of the family. I clearly believe there's a genetic aspect of this. There's no doubt about it. Now, injury or trauma does come into play, of course, if you've hurt your knee or done some kind of damage to the in your youth. The weight obviously is a huge part of it, but I think that you can get people who are athletes who are 100 pounds who can get arthritis, and so I think there has to be a genetic aspect to this. I think we're going to uncover in the next 25 years a so-called quote arthritis gene that is going to identify this and frame the discussion a bit more. But I think we have our treatment. I don't think that knee replacement is going to go away. I don't think there's any enhancement of that is going to make it obsolete. I just don't see that.
So once they're able to identify that it is genetic, is there going to be an ability to eliminate the? How do you? What advancement is that going to make?
If I'm putting my kind of Star Wars pie in the sky thing to about 25 years from now, I think that if your 6 day old child who's just born is going to have their blood work and they identify this, what are you going to do as a parent? Are you going to have some genetic kind of substitution to avoid the problem? I mean, who knows? I can envision something like that about to happen. If you elect not to do that, then I think we're right where we are now, that you're just going to live out your life and, address it whenever it becomes a problem. I think knee replacement is going to continue to get better and better. I think our results now are getting to 15 to 20 years of success with people who are kind to the implant after the surgery. So I think it's going to be hard to top that.
Obviously, there's the ability for genetic modification that exists today.
Yeah, absolutely,
right.
Absolutely.
So, do you think that's a direction that and obviously this is well outside of your expertise, but is that a direction?
Absolutely. I mean, it's more of an ethical issue. Right. Are you going to be subjecting your 6 day old child to some sort of genetic kind of substitution for a condition that's not life threatening? When you get right down to it. I mean, I always compare this, well, I don't always compare it, but I tell people, you're not going to die from this when I give them their options. You don't have to do anything. It's not cancer where I'm telling you, get into the hospital to have tests or else. It's not that kind of condition. So it's more of a lifestyle condition than it is a life and death condition. And many people take that to heart where they just don't come in to see the doctor at all, and they go on for extended length of time in pain when we could have helped them. But that's their choice. So I think that I don't see the kind of genetic kind of substitution happening with a 6 day old. I think that's an ethical concern that we may have a discussion about it years from now, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, my next question was going to be about pain management and how much of that is mental. Obviously, the pain is real, but as you referenced, there's different people that have different ways of dealing with pain.
And people are very stoic. And before it became front page news, we realized early on that narcotics are not the answer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't treat the knee problem. So we look at Tylenol, believe it or not, and Motrin or Aleve, or that kind of approach. And that really does work if you take the medications in the correct way, which means take them on a regular basis on a schedule, not necessarily for pain. And people have a hard time with that because, well, if I'm not hurting, why do I take it? Well, the reason you're not hurting is the pills are on board and they do, and they're doing their job. So, we go for, at least I do anyway, I tell people to do Tylenol or Aleve, for example, for like 2 weeks at a time, and controlling the pain that way. And that you may do that every, three, four times a year based on when things flare up. That's kind of my first approach. And then I look at injections after that.
You mentioned as well that there are downsides to Advil, ibuprofen, and Aleve or extended period. What are those?
Or Tylenol. I mean, you have to look at the kidney and the liver and the GI tract. So I think that if people have any kind of pre-existing conditions in those three areas, I tell them, okay, we have to change our approach. But as long as their primary care doctor is keeping an eye on the lab work once a year with examinations, I think it's reasonably safe to take it in people who don't have a pre-existing condition.
So the final thing, just in conclusion, on the prevention side of things, if individuals are of any age and they're looking to do the right things to try to limit or prevent arthritis, low-impact items, right?
I think you want to go low-impact. I think that people who are joggers and runners, I mean – I don't think that's a problem. I mean, if that's the case, everyone who ran or jogged, I replaced their knee. That's not the case. But I think that once you have a diagnosis of arthritis of the knee, I think that it's in your interest to stay away from that stuff. And so I think I'd encourage that, hike, bike, swim, but don't run or play any hardcore sports.
That is Dr. Stephen Fox joining us here at Concord Orthopedics. Thanks so much for your time.
And thank you very much for having me.
It's New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and NHTalkRadio.com. This hour of the program is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and that segment of the show brought to you by Concord Orthopedics.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.